Bronx defenders, the New York Civil Liberties Union, and Latino Justice have been in court this week pursuing their lawsuit against the NYPD's Clean Halls program. Clean Halls is part of the NYPD's Stop and Frisk program, which allows officers to patrol private apartment buildings throughout New York City. The federal class action lawsuit contends that the program violates the rights of residents of those buildings and their guests, who are largely Black and Latino New Yorkers. It takes issue with the NYPD's stops in building vestibules and in areas outside of buildings. McGregor Smith is an attorney at Bronx Defenders who has been in court all week. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.
In the first 2 days of the hearing, we've heard about the pattern of illegal stops by police outside of buildings on suspicion of trespassing inside of them based on no reasonable suspicion. We have heard from client after client, citizen after citizen, who has been stopped visiting a friend, visiting a relative, or even going back to their own building, but they've been stopped by the police forcibly. And we've heard about how the city has been scrambling to deal with this problem that they are finally realizing. What we will prove and argue to the court is that there needs to be more. And the problem is so bad that we need a court order and be able to go forward with the power of the court behind it.
So since this lawsuit was filed, has the city been cleaning up its program?
Absolutely. At the Bronx Defenders, we've been battling these problems on the ground in the Bronx for years. And now with our co-counsel, NYCLU and Latino Justice, Pearl Davis partners, along with our brave clients who are now standing up and saying that this has to stop, the city has been scrambling to clean up the program since we filed the lawsuit. They have changed some policies. They've started to train every uniform officer in attempt to try to stave off the lawsuit. And it's even gotten the attention of top brass from the chief of department to Commissioner Kelly itself. And we think this reflects an acknowledgement that there is a problem, but it's not enough. And that's what this hearing is about.
And has the policy of the Bronx DA changed?
Most recently, they simply told the police department that they had seen so many problems with these types of trespass arrests, in particular trespass arrests outside of buildings, that they were going to require every police officer to be interviewed by an employee of the district attorney's office so that there could be a specific conversation before a decision of whether or not to prosecute a case is made.
So that's a big change.
It is a big change relative to the rest of the city.
And does this lawsuit have a relationship with the Community Safety Act?
It illustrates many of the problems that the Community Safety Act intends to address. It shows the need for the protections in the Community Safety Act for New Yorkers to make sure that there's appropriate oversight over the NYPD and that there are appropriate remedies that people can seek.
And what do you expect to happen at the hearing over the next few days?
The city is now presenting its case over the next few days, and so they are presenting top policymakers at the NYPD now, and then we will hear from some of the individual police officers that were involved in the incident.
McGregor Smith is an attorney with Bronx Defenders. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.